Welcome everyone to another version of Team Early Childhood Podcast. It's Aaron Bradbury here and I would like to wish you a happy new year. It's been a while since we've had our last podcast, and this month we've hit it off with Nancy Stewart. Hi Nancy.
Hello Aaron.
How are you?
I'm fine. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Nancy, you're going to be talking to us about Birth to Five Matters.
That's right.
Great.
Very exciting project.
It is. Yes. I can't wait. And it's going to be an absolute pleasure to hear all about it. And I know my listeners are too. So Nancy, just to let you know, we've got five questions. Everybody knows that everybody who is interviewed gets five questions. So would you like to introduce yourself to us?
Yes, glad to. Yes, I'm Nancy Stewart. I am currently the project lead for the Birth to Five Matters project. Following, or really near the end of, a very long career in early years, I've been working with very young children and families for 30 plus years.
Wow.
And through kinds of all the sectors, for schools, private nurseries, local authority, children's centre, and then working with the national strategies, particularly looking at supporting practitioner skills in play, working with play, yeah. And language development, early language development. And through the national strategies, was involved in advising the government around developing the EYFS. And then thereafter, with my colleague Helen Moylett, we were in charge of putting together the current development matters in 2012. So I've been since then an independent consultant working with practitioners all around the country, all kinds of settings. So now it's really exciting to kind of pull together all that I know and believe and think is important around early years in this new project for Birth to Five Matters.
Thank you, Nancy. And can I just say, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here and talking to us all about what we're going to be talking about, which is the Birth to Five Matters. And can I just say, it sounds an absolute great 30, did you say 33 years?
I said 30 plus, if I actually worked it out, okay. It'll be more than that.
And what an absolute pleasure and great area to be working in. And I everybody will know you, working with Helen Moylett too on the Development Matters 2012. So thank you for that document, and thank you for coming to talk to us. So obviously, Nancy, I'm work with you, don't I? I'm part of the Birth to Five Matters, but it's really, really important that we hear from the project lead on how it's going. And we've got some questions that we'd like to ask you, really to give us a bit of an update. But also there's some quite passionate questions in there as well. So without further ado, are you ready, Nancy, for these questions?
I'm ready.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. So question number one, Nancy. Nancy, can you tell us where it all started, how it was developed, and who has been involved?
Yes. Well, it started actually quite a long time ago. Two or three years ago, the government started thinking about making changes to the EYFS. It was quite worrying the way they went about it, because they launched what was called a primary assessment consultation, so aimed at primary schools. And they were asking primary teachers and heads what they thought about the EYFS profile and whether there should be changes. Basically, they wanted approval to have the baseline assessment.
Yes. Yeah.
And as a result of that consultation, which really didn't involve the early years world, they decided to do a complete rewrite of the EYFS. They've, you know, gone in and changed all of the strands within it, et cetera, all of the early learning goals. Because of that, people who really know about and care about early years said, wait, we want you to listen to us. We want to be involved. And so a group of the major early years organizations in the country got together and formed the Early Years Coalition so that they could speak with one voice to the government and be a partner in this process. And they launched two big projects, one a research update, so that any changes would be informed by current research, which was called Getting It Right in the EYFS. And they also did a survey of over 3,000 practitioners to say, what do you think is working? What would you like to see changed? And this was submitted to the government. But in fact, when the changes were made, there was still a feeling that the earlier sector hadn't really been heard or taken into account. Then to support the changes that were made that will come into effect next September, the government commissioned a new revision of the non-statutory guidance.
Yeah.
So that's all the optional stuff. The statutory part we have to follow, but the non-statutory part is development matters and any other guidance, and that's optional. But they said, well, let's update, change development matters. So that was commissioned. And again, there was a strong feeling that it had been done quite, in a way, secretively, and that there was not much input from the earlier sector as a whole. And there were some dissatisfactions with the way it came out. And so the Earlier's Coalition said, well, we have a lot of knowledge, so let's work together and produce our own non-statutory guidance. Again, optional. Yes. People can choose to use it or not. So that's how it was developed. And all of these organizations, which include big membership organizations like Early Education, et cetera, teaching unions, NDNA, the Early Years Alliance, lots of different organizations who have expertise from different angles. So 16 groups altogether have put money in and time and launched it. So that's who's been involved. But the exciting part, I think, is that it's really spread out. We're wanting to draw on everybody in the sector. So as you know, Aaron, as a member of a working group, we have 18 working groups, which are a mix of academics and people who train practitioners, but also people working on the ground, on the front line, who have expertise to say what works, what they think is important. And all of those 18 working groups are helping to write this new document.
Yeah, and it's been, you know, it's actually really pleasing to see, because that coalition group has grown quite recently as well, hasn't it? So it's really, really positive. So obviously we now know this new guidance as Birth to Five Matters. So why is Birth to Five Matters important? And why does it include key areas, you know, why is it important that we include key areas that focus on the child?
Well, focus on the child is the whole reason for the work we do, isn't it?
Yeah,
So everything needs to trail back to what is the benefit for children and each individual child and their family. So that is the starting point for Birth to Five Matters.
Yeah.
And very much wanting to see the child in context. So there are new areas that really spell out how we have to be aware of and responsive to children and the world that they live in. So why is it important? Well, for one thing, that it grows out of professional knowledge, practical everyday knowledge, as well as research. But for the child, I think what we are also focusing on is some fundamental values, that what really matters is each child's well-being, and that's got to stay at the center.
Yeah.
And the importance of relationships and attachment. I think also we are aiming to see children today and meeting their needs now, but also realizing that education for the 21st century needs to think about the context that we all live in, the challenges and the unknown futures. And so that helps us to think about what do we want to support for children. So we're not looking at curriculum
yeah.
as a list of skills and knowledge that children need to get under their belt by a certain age.
Yeah.
But looking at curriculum as what are the things that are going to support children through their challenging futures. So that brings us to things like their emotional well-being.
Yeah.
Also, characteristics of effective learning. So they have resilience, learning to learn. And of course, also skills and knowledge. But that's not the be-all and end-all, that we're very much focused on supporting that child as a human being in for now and their futures.
And it is very, you know, the focus is very much on the child, and I can vouch for that. And people can actually read the draft document, can't they, Nancy, on the Birth to Five Matters website? So, and that's still open. Is it still open, Nancy, for people to give feedback?
Yes, it is. Yeah? We've had the first draft published.
Yes.
And it's online. It will stay online. So even if this is after the end of the close of
yeah,
the
of course.
First consultation, do read it. But yeah. if you can go on before midnight, Monday the 11th, then take the survey, you know, read yeah. it, give us your response.
Great. So this is kind of a question for people in practice. So this has come from a person in practice. So if I was going to use the Birth to Five Matters within my practice, Nancy, what new mm-hmm. updates are we likely to see compared to the previous Development Matters of 2012?
Okay. Well, the first major change is that when we did Development Matters 2012, the government was very concerned to limit the amount of guidance. And so we couldn't put much as a forward about really looking at pedagogy and the important principles and what that means in practice.
Yeah.
So it's very thin, and before you get into those developmental trajectories. But now we've decided we want to flesh that out. So we have sections on play, on the characteristics, on inclusion and equalities,
yeah.
on child development, etc. So there's more context about the way we work. Within the trajectories themselves, we're focusing on putting much more detail and support for under threes, for the youngest children and babies.
Yeah.
All of the areas are being updated in terms of what we have learned in the last 10 years, so that the trajectories in some cases have more detail or they're just being refined. For instance, in the maths section, it's been broken down so that you can follow strands of how you develop understanding in number. So, you know, whether you're comparing quantities or looking at compositions of numbers. So it's color coded so you can easily learn about the development of in maths.
Yeah.
So quite a lot of things that are different. We're also focusing much more on issues like sustainability. And that right. comes through mm-hmm. In understanding the world and in the learning environment. And, you know, as an important issue for children's futures. And about looking at equalities too, helping children to develop healthy understanding of differences and respect for all sorts of people is woven through it.
Yeah, it's quite contemporary. And you know, if you haven't been and looked at, like Nancy said, it will be on the website, even if you haven't given any feedback. So please go and have a look at the first draft and actually see for yourself how it compares to the previous Development Matters of 2012. But it's really great to hear that some of those key components of equality, you know, child development, the core really, are at the forefront of the Birth to Five Matters. So thank you for that, Nancy. So question number four, who can benefit from the Birth to Five Matters?
Well, it's aimed at practitioners. It is from the sector, you know, by the sector, for the yeah. sector. So that's who we hope will initially benefit. But as I've said, all of this is geared toward helping practitioners to therefore improve and refine what they do for children, and the ultimate beneficiaries are the children. But practitioners at all levels. And that's an interesting challenge for us, because we want to meet the needs of people who are working in settings who may be unqualified, maybe working on their apprenticeships, all the way through to people with higher degrees, etc. So we have levels that we're looking at. We want it to be accessible for everybody, and to give key messages to everybody. And then it's going to be backed up with the hyperlinks to our online version, where there will be background information, further detail, extra resources, and research links.
Well, that's
so
really exciting.
Can dig deeper and deeper if they want to.
So it won't just be the document, but there's going to be further guidance and kind of extra kind of information that they can get by clicking on the hyperlinks that will take them to another part of the website. That sounds really exciting.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, it will be a free downloadable PDF.
Yeah.
It may be that some people undertake to print it off and you know, use it in that way. And there, as happened with Development Matters, there may be, you know, for cost, people would print it for you and you could have your printed copy. But it will also be online, where you can use the hyperlinks.
Wow.
And you'll be able to sort in different ways. It's going to be a great website, I hope.
Yeah, no, it sounds really exciting.
So that instead of in the trajectories, you know, at the moment, it would go all the way through communication, language, listening and attention for all ages.
Yeah.
Well, you would be able to click to make it sort it differently, so that you're looking everything about a certain age group rather than through the strand.
Yeah.
Or everything around positive relationships for an age group. You know, so you'd be able to sort it in different ways. And the hyperlinks will be there that will take you then to the extra resources.
Wow, that's really exciting.
One resource that I hope is going to be really useful is that the Coalition has commissioned a short film, a video on the characteristics of effective learning.
Oh, even better, yeah.
Because some of the feedback has been that people feel that these characteristics are so important, but they could use more examples of what does it look like in practice. So just in a short film, we are going to be able to run through those characteristics and show examples of different age groups, you know, what it looks like in a baby or a toddler.
Yeah.
Or a
child. Yeah.
So that will be on the website.
I was going to say, is that going to be on the website as well? So, and is that going to be free, or is it going to be?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing.
Everything is going to be free.
Wow.
We've said all of the resources and downloads, etc., need to be free and freely available resources.
Great. So it's accessible to everyone. So it's accessible to everyone, Nancy, which is great.
Yes.
Yeah.
One thing that we're just beginning to think about, so you'll need another update at some stage, is that a lot of settings now use apps for recording children's learning journeys or communicating with parents, etc. And we've had, you know, questions about how Birth to Five Matters might link to for settings who want to continue in that way.
Yeah.
And of course, the big question is, how do we do that without them becoming used as a checklist?
Mm.
So that's all still to be explored, because we're adamant that, you know, that is the wrong approach. We've always argued against that way of doing assessment. And it's fantastic that there seems to be now a culture change that is not seen as the way to work.
Yeah.
So hopefully there will be accessible systems for people to manage their record keeping, but in a way that's, you know, really fair to children and shows the whole child.
Yeah, and it's not, and again, like, you, just to reiterate, it's not going to be a tick list kind of approach. So
no.
That's great. I could listen to you all day, Nancy, but we're now on question number five. So this has kind of got more than one kind of question in. So the first one is, more importantly, the slogan is that it's been written by the workforce for the workforce. So why do you think this is important? So that's the first part.
Well, I think the workforce is, well, in these, you know, these times of lockdown and understanding who key workers are in our society,
yeah,
I think it's put some more focus on the essential nature of the work that the early years workforce does. Beyond that, it's the level of enormous responsibility and enormous expertise that's required every day to understand about individual children and the issues in their lives and their families, to know about child development, to know about all the areas of learning, all of the things that people keep in the back of their mind all of the time and draw on. So we have such an expert professional workforce that needs to be listened to, and we need to draw on all of that understanding to come up with the best guidance that we can share and have some common ways of expressing what we know. So that's why we want to draw it from the workforce. So as well as these consultations, surveys, from the very beginning, we ask people, what do you want? And now we're starting to give people, here's the first draft, here's the second draft.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to draw on and really honor the knowledge and expertise that is out there.
Yeah, I think the strength of that. And also, I think
then we'll get it. It'll be better. It'll be a better product. Yeah.
I think the strength of that, Nancy, is definitely what I'm hearing, is that it's great that a first draft has been put out. You know, you're listening to people's views. It will go back. It will be tweaked. It will be, you know, people will be listened to. And that definitely is a strength. So that motto, that slogan, you know, by the workforce, for the workforce, is fundamentally true. And I absolutely think that's really, really important. So all my listeners are thinking, oh gosh, you know, where do I go to? So just to give them a quick update, there is a website called at www.birth2fivematters.org.uk, and it's you know, if you type it into Google, it's there, and it's clearly stated guidance by the sector for the sector. Nancy, how can my listeners get involved, and what are the next steps that you would like them to get involved with?
Okay, well, first, yes, do go to the website, and if it's before the 11th of January, do complete the survey, because we're going to take all of those comments into account when we do the next revision.
Yeah.
If you are a member of one of the organizations that are in the Early Years Coalition, some of those organizations are having specific consultation events.
Yeah.
Might be a webinar or something like that. So look out for those. And it's another way to get your views known and fed back. We also have a long list of people who sign up for updates. So we would be sending you information when anything's happening. And you can sign up for that on the website. So at the moment, from next week, we will be starting to analyze the responses to the first draft. And the working groups will hunker down and get back to work and look at the suggestions. And then the next draft will come out in mid-February. So just over a month away, it will be online again. And we'll be asking more questions about, what do you think now? And what would you like to see, and what could improve it? And then the final version will come out at the end of March, along with the launch of the website with all of the extra materials.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope people will have a look and have a think about whether it meets their needs, and, you know, whether they want to use it. I would point out that it is non-statutory, as is and always has been Development Matters. So there's no expectation from government or from Ofsted that one or the other would be used. So people are free to use either or both or neither of any of these sets of guidance. But we're hoping that when people have a look, they will feel, yes, this is going to support my practice, support me to meet my statutory duties, and help me to do my best for children.
Great. And yeah, definitely, listeners, if you're listening before the 11th of January, make sure that you go and fill in the survey. Nancy, it's really, really important, because I've got my undergrad students involved, and you know, it's really nice that you're getting it from all sides, really, that you're getting it from trainees, from practitioners, from academics. You know, it is literally everybody getting involved. And just to reiterate, Nancy, it is non-statutory. So, you haven't got to use it, but I'm going to be biased. I think the Birth to Five Matters one is tremendous, and it's only the first draft. So if you haven't been in, if you haven't read it, please go and read it and pop to the website where it is. Nancy, is there anything left that you would like to give us, or do you think we're done for now? Would you like to come back maybe closer to the end of March and give us a further update?
Well, I'm happy to if that's useful. Yes.
Yeah, I think it would be really useful.
We'll know where we are then and where things have landed.
Now, Nancy. So, yes. Obviously, there is one last question that I have to ask you, and everybody that comes on always gets asked these questions. And it's kind of a team early childhood thing, so it's not going to put you on the spot as such. If I was the genie in the lamp and I could grant you three wishes, what would those wishes be?
I've put
you on the spot now, haven't I?
Do you mean particularly around early years,
anything,
or in the world as a whole?
Absolutely anything, yeah.
Okay. Well, the first one would probably be for everyone in the world to develop empathy and understanding of all other people.
Yeah, lovely.
And I think out of that would grow a lot of good things.
Yeah.
The second would be perhaps for people to grasp the nettle and realize that just as we've had to make major changes in our lives in response to COVID, that we can make big changes when we need to, and to realize that the thing we really need to make big changes around is climate change.
Yeah.
And to protect future generations by reversing the situation and the threat that we're under there.
Mm-hmm.
Third one, I would say it's about changing political and economic systems so that there aren't always people who are haves and people who are have-nots.
Yeah,
that we have
that's a great one.
Fairness and equality
across
the world.
Well, Nancy, sorry for putting you on the spot there. I know, but it's something that obviously we all have as Team Early Childhood Podcast. Can I just thank you so much for coming to join me and giving my listeners an update on the Birth to Five Matters. And I'm really excited to see it, and I know they will be excited to see it too.
Well, thank you very much for having me here.
Did you enjoy it, Nancy?
All the best. I did, yes. Lovely to talk to you anytime, Erin.
Good. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.